A new documentary screening at the Milwaukee Film Festival tells the history of the city's historic Brady Street from its earliest roots to the present day and through eras of immigration.
And very quickly, by the early 50s, this neighborhood became an Italian neighborhood, flipped it, and it almost, for the most part, became known as the Little Italy of Milwaukee.
The film Brady Street, Portrait of a Neighborhood, was made over the course of 2 years by 80 UW-Milwaukee film students and directed by Sean Kafer, who joins us. He's program director for Doc UWM, UW-Milwaukee's documentary program. Sean, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
For people not familiar with Brady Street, people maybe listening from elsewhere in the state who haven't gone there to see a show or get pizza or whatever the case may be, introduce us to this part of Milwaukee, this slice of Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, Brady Street is one of these streets. It's probably one that the neighborhood is one of the most condensed neighborhoods in the state. And right now you might find some of the city's finer restaurants. It's famous for its bar life, but it's also this rich history of one side of the street being Polish immigrants and the other side being Italian immigrants. But it's also really well known for its counterculture. Yes. During the 60s and 70s, this was the Haight-Ashbury kind of part of the Midwest.
And as I was watching, kind of a theme emerged, and I hope you don't mind a little spoiler here. One of the people you talk to Sure. Right toward the end spells it out for me. She says, it's people that make the street. And that Yeah. really sums it up so much. How did you bring people to life? Obviously, some of them are still around. In the more recent parts of the story, you're going back a century and a half. Talk about that people focus.
I know. And the funny thing is, that's Julie Kohler there who said that. And you know, she was actually our very last interview, but she did absolutely bring it all home at the very end. And how that happened is we started off with our first interview being Frank Alioto to kind of lay a backbone on the project. And then I asked him, who should we talk to? And other people told us who we should talk to, and it kept growing just into a bigger, wider, different branches going in different directions. And that's what really helped us find all these great interviews.
And that theme, too, a lot of these are bustling communities, right? Whether you're talking about the Polish or German immigrants, the Italian immigrants, we'll talk about them a little more. The modern day, when there's a downside in the movie, or in the documentary, it's in the 70s, 80s, a lot of the businesses have closed. People aren't out on the streets, you know, for fun, good reasons. The livelihood of the street, the thing that makes it culturally unique, rises and falls depending on how much people are out there and participating and doing stuff. Can you talk a little about how that emerged as a theme?
So, you know, what happened was by the late 70s, they stopped having the Brady Street Festival. One of the things that the street is famous for, and when that stopped, a lot of the life kind of went away. And people would not go to the businesses. There wasn't much of a reason to go to Brady Street. It got forgotten. Some of the businesses closed up. And that kind of left a place for maybe an invitation for crime and a reputation that wasn't so rich anymore until the residents kind of like pull back again and say, hey, let's not let the street go in that direction any further. Let's revitalize it.
We're talking to Sean Kafer with UW-Milwaukee's documentary department, director of the new documentary, along with a bunch of students in that program. It's called Brady Street, Portrait of a Neighborhood. Sean, let's visit in at different points of the history you share here, starting with the person who begins and ends the documentary, a Mark Denning, cultural speaker, educator with UW-Milwaukee, enrolled the Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin. Can you tell a little bit about how he established that story of what became Brady Street and what was this natural area along the river there?
Well, yeah, Mr. Denning is, he's around in the community a lot. I actually have particular interest in sturgeon, and that's something that's very passionate about him. I had seen him on a number of different occasions. During COVID, he had these healing ceremonies, and I kept seeing him, and I thought we need some kind of history to this area before European settlement. So I kind of took a risk and I reached out to him to see if he would like to talk about the Milwaukee area and what it meant to indigenous tribes and the river system. And he was very wonderful at presenting that for us. Just gave us a really rich history. He went on and I always I never like having to cut things out, but some of the things he says are just phenomenal. And we thought, listening to the students we talked about, it was like, I think we should start with him and end with him, because he had such a beautiful look at the progress of the rivers and the land and how we're moving ahead, and the sturgeon and all these fish are coming back. I think at one point he said that these rivers, when he had first moved to the city, only had, I think, two or three species of fish, and now how it's flourished, the reintroduction. So it's this positive ending to the film that I really just loved, and the students really appreciated from him.
And then you focus in on various immigrant communities at different points in Milwaukee history. One of them, Polish immigrants, early immigrants in the Brady Street area, building a church in 1871 named the St. Hedwig Church, became the center of their community. Can you talk a little bit about the Polish era, the early Polish era in the Brady Street area?
Yeah, well, you know, at that time period, the Polish immigrants in the city, that was the cheap labor for a lot of the factories. So when the tanneries came in, it was a lot of the Polish immigrants that moved into this area, which is really a wetland, just a swampland. They bring these different structures from different parts of the city and rebuild them. They put them on stilts. You'll learn a little bit about what's the famous famous Polish flat. But I think my favorite story of it all is when they build this church, St. Hedwig's, for the Polish community. There was a division for those that wanted their children to learn English and assimilate into this American culture, and the other part that wanted them to keep their Polish roots and speak Polish in the church and keep their kids having that language and that background. And there's a divide, and it turns into a bloody divide, and we have a story about it told by Frank Alioto, and it's quite fascinating. I know it gives me the chills every time I hear it.
Another group you focus in on is Italian immigrants in Milwaukee. And you've got some people who were there in some of the big heydays there, 1940s and 50s. What are some of the stories you'd heard from people who, you know, came maybe straight from Sicily, didn't know what they were getting into in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we were very lucky to find some individuals from that community that you'd still hear that rich Sicilian accent or Italian accent that they have. You know, there was one that was even tell us her story about being a child bride. But the big thing is always the food, always these Italian markets over there. And that's one of the things that still remains in the neighborhood. You still have your Zaffiro's Pizza, which is one of my favorites. And then your Shortino's Bakery, which I absolutely love going to. And of course Glorioso's Italian Market, which people from all over the state come to that. So it's still rich there. It's still vibrant. And of course, they had their own church too. And that's St. Rita's over on the southern part of the neighborhood.
Sean, something that really struck me watching it is that so many of the people you talk to, current and former business owners, residents, the hippies who had been through, everybody seemed conscious that this was a special place, a special neighborhood that had touched their lives. What did this Brady Street neighborhood mean to the people you were talking to?
Well, I think it's because it's so condensed and there's so much variety of things to do in this neighborhood that people just know each other. And there's that warmth and community that you just really feel. I know when I first moved to Milwaukee, one of the places I would go was Rochambeau, the coffee house there. And you knew the baristas over there. You knew the different people there, the people playing their chess, the people just coming there early in the morning, hanging out till late at night. Or maybe for some people, it's the bars or the different restaurants. We have a James Beard Award-winning restaurant over there. But it's people know each other and people like saying hi to each other. They like being around other people. And sometimes we miss that when we isolate ourselves too far and maybe in rural communities or whatnot. And those things are wonderful, but it's also nice to be around people too. And this is one of those places that you can do that.
This has been a long project in the making for you and your students. What did your students take away from this? Or at least what do you hope they took away from this experience, this super in-depth look at this one neighborhood?
Oh my gosh. On top of all the experience they got to work out a real film production here, 80 students. But the thing is, I think they learned a lot about the sense of community themselves. We just had a celebration for it, and a number of the students came over, and they were being greeted by some of the store owners or residents of the neighborhood that they had done interviews with, and they remember them. They remember their names, and just seeing the smiles on the students' faces and also the residents' faces, I think that they feel part of that neighborhood now, too, because we had such a warm reception of us being there, you know? And I think we have to give like props to the students too, because like they were very respectful about how they went around traversing this neighborhood and finding these stories. And I think the neighborhood is reciprocal and really gave them a lot of love.
Sean, thanks so much for sharing this project with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sean Kafer is the program director for UW-Milwaukee's documentary department and director of the new documentary, Brady Street, Portrait of a Neighborhood. The film will be shown several times during the upcoming Milwaukee Film Festival. For more information, you can visit mkefilm.org. For full disclosure, Milwaukee Film Festival is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio.